Orange County School's evaluation of new reassignment began in 2019 as the school board and district examined different scenarios for campus allocations. Since nothing was ever decided, the district renewed conversations last fall as some schools face even more imbalance between their population sizes. In North Carolina, state law requires students to be assigned to schools based on where their parents' home address is located. But the service area for those schools is dictated by the district, which aims to draft a plan based on local feedback, present it this fall, and have it approved by December. During a series of virtual town hall events this spring, Orange County Schools leadership shared how it hopes to create a plan that best serves students while also improving operational efficiency. Deputy Superintendent Patrick Abeli said the consultant who will help draft the plan will likely mock up three options: one that most emphasizes an achievement balance across schools, another that emphasizes operational balance, and a third that tries to best blend the two.
Thinking about this, it's a comprehensive approach. There's not a one-size-fits-all or a one-right solution. There may be other potential plan options, but these are the three most common, which is why we're highlighting those this evening. But these are not exclusive of any other option or any other plan that could be utilized as part of the process.
Abeli also shared with viewers some of the student overcrowding and under-enrollment data. He said there are four elementary schools that qualify as overcapacity based on their facilities and staff. Eflin Cheeks Elementary has the most at 105 students over the limit set for available service. Conversely, data shows that there are four schools in the county, two elementary, one middle, and one high school, that are operating noticeably under capacity. Abeli said the district has used some spot reassignment over the years to address this, which is working with individual students and families to swap schools. But the deputy superintendent said that method cannot be scaled up to divert more students to an undercrowded school.
That creates some issues, especially trying to communicate to families in a neighborhood or adjoining neighborhoods which student is assigned to which school. And then as we send buses into these developments, it can be very confusing from a safety standpoint for elementary students understanding which bus is actually going to which school. And so, yes, you know, spot reassignment can assist us, but it's just not the ideal long-term solution.
The other long-term element Orange County Schools is preparing for: an upcoming population increase in the western part of the county. With several new developments around Mebane and within the district's purview, Abeli said an estimated 650 to 850 new students are expected to join in the next 10 years.
That is a discussion that has been ongoing for a couple of years now with the Board of Education and the Board of County Commissioners and county staff in reference to how can we better prepare our schools for future needs, knowing that we have new development, knowing that we have students coming, but they're not counting and we're not able to prepare for that ahead of time.
For its current students, Orange County says it hopes to notify families of any new assignment in January 2024 and to have students preparing for new schools over the summer before the following academic year. In the virtual town halls, the district leadership mentioned it will aim to provide stability for rising 5th, 8th, and 12th graders during that year to best allow them to finish their time in their current schools. Before any decisions are made, however, the district is holding several public engagement sessions over the summer to get feedback from the community. That includes a closed meeting for the School and Parent Stakeholder Committee set for Wednesday. Abeli said the district is aware of the uncertainty student reassignment can bring, but he encouraged families to provide feedback and stay aware of updates in the fall.
Mentioning this topic can cause some anxiety, nervousness, and stress amongst our stakeholders, and so we want to make sure that we're communicating and keeping you up to date as to why this process is necessary and what the intended outcomes are.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.